We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than
I know it's hard to believe. This is one of my favorite bands. I don't care who you are. Welcome back. 576-7798. We're going to get with Tom Kane here in just a second. We are working on getting Casey K-Zone, the Queen of Scream, Dee Wallace, on the program possibly as early as tomorrow.
Super excited, actually.
So they reached out to us. So we're going to see if we can get her on the phone and talk to Dee Wallace, star of E.T., Cujo. We were talking, and rarely do we carry a topic over into a next hour, but we just touched on this one at the tail end of last hour, and it's an interesting topic because Zach Greinke, former Royals pitcher, now with the Houston Astros, who are in the playoffs, tweeted out that he doesn't mind the empty stadiums. He actually kind of likes it because he doesn't have to sign autographs or take pictures. Now, just on its face, you would say, what a snob. You know, I mean, come on, man. We pay you for this kind of stuff. Well, A, you don't. You pay him to pitch. And Zach Greinke, for those of you who have been in town long enough and certainly remember his time with the Royals, you would remember that he has horrible anxiety issues. He does not do well in crowds. And I was telling Dana in the last segment, I remember one time, and I was working the event too, there was some event at the Overland Park Convention Center. I can't remember what it was. And I was being paid to be there. He was being paid probably a lot more to be there. And I could see, it wasn't fear. It was anxiety.
Yeah.
I could see the anxiety
just
on his face.
So uncomfortable. Get me out of here. That look, get me out of here.
And, you know, let's say he was there from 2 to 4. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But when 4 o'clock rolled around, boom, he's on the escalator down. Yeah. He's out. Tom Kane, good friend of the program, voice of Yoda and so many other voices that you love. What's up, brother? Well,
you know what? I'm the opposite of you. I have no problem standing up in front of 100,000 people, but when I'm in the studio with you guys, I wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for the fact that I can look at you guys and see a human there. It just weirds me out to be talking to a microphone and not see people. I just can't handle it.
It's easier to see people. Yeah.
Yeah, but the reason I'm calling is that, you know, there's a lot of people in the acting industry, especially in voiceover work, that you'd be surprised. You know, I've had to defend a few of them. There's a member of the Clone Wars family who's one of the main villains. There's one of the biggest baddies in all of, you know, the Star Wars movies of recent years that almost never goes to any of the conventions. And people have this impression of him that he's, you know, some sort of, aloof, you know, don't bother me, you know, sort of thing. And he's not at all. He just it's just not his thing.
Yeah, but you know, Tom, don't people expect people on a very public stage to be the same person when you run into them someplace else? And this is one of the reasons I think the Ellen story exploded, because everyone wanted to believe she was 24/7 this happy-go-lucky, giving everybody cars kind of gal. And,
well,
lo and behold, that's not the entire picture.
No, I used to actually stand and lunch behind her almost on a daily basis, because I worked at the studio where she was, and she wasn't a bad person, but she was just not what people necessarily think she was.
Right.
But it's tough, because I am kind of that way. Most people see me out in public. I'm like Scott. I am. Oh my God! I'll sit and talk to people and sign things, and I don't care at all. But like one of the main stars of the Batman cartoons all through the 90s, people used to, say, why doesn't he ever come out to conventions? Why doesn't he sign anything? Why doesn't he talk to anybody? He won't do interviews. He won't, is he just this snotty? I'm like, no, his job is to act behind a microphone and to be, the Dark Knight superhero guy. And just in recent years, he started making some public appearances. But I've had to defend him. I've had to defend a couple people. And you guys know music. There's tons of musicians that are exactly like that. They'll get up on stage for 3 hours, and they'll pour out their heart and their soul and whatever. And you try to talk to them in the alley when they're smoking a cig or whatever.
Yeah.
And people come away thinking, boy, what an Abe, because he wouldn't hardly talk to me, and he didn't want to sign any. Like, no, maybe for all you know, the guy's autistic. And what you're asking him to do is like asking me to walk on my hands.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. I can't do it, So, anyway.
And also, Tom, I think anytime we're talking about millions of dollars, people for some reason feel more entitled to that person's time. Because what you see, especially on social media, when people talk about Zach Greinke, is shut up and play ball, you're making $30 million a year. Well, if you have a diagnosed anxiety disorder, like Zach Greinke does.
Severe.
If it doesn't matter if you're making $30 or $30 trillion, as you said, Tom, it would be easier for you to go walk on your hands on glass than it is to get up in front of people and sign autographs.
It's not a choice. These guys are not doing this voluntarily. That's the thing. Like, again, I've got autistic children, and it's, people sometimes assume that they're doing what they do just because they're just in a bad mood or whatever. No, they don't have any more control over that than I do over the color of my eyeballs. It's not a choice that he's making. And the fact that he shows up to anything like that at all is a testament to either, how much he needs the money, because I meet actors that way all the time at cons, that people are like, oh, what a jerk. I'm like, he's not a jerk. He's petrified. And, he's here because he either contractually has to be, or he needs the money or whatever. And, you're expecting something from him that is like pulling nails out of his, fingernails out. He can't do it.
Tom, let me ask you, tell me Mark Hamill is super good with the fans.
Oh, he's the best. Oh, no, Mark is so good with people that it drives the promoters Looney Tunes. He will sit there and have a line of, and I'm not exaggerating, 1,000 people down the hall, out the block, waiting in line to pay hundreds of dollars to get his autograph. And any other fan, the promoters are, any other star, the promoters are like, okay, sign this thing. Okay, thanks, fine. Yeah, and thanks. And they just run them through there. Good God, Mark will turn, and if a promoter tries to shuffle some kid through there in 10 seconds, he'll just turn and he'll hold up a finger and he'll go, excuse me. And he'll sit and talk to this person for 10 minutes.
Oh, I love it.
But the thing is, they're so great. And Tom Kenny, who's SpongeBob, same thing. They have to book out an extra 3 hours. I've seen Tommy sit there for 2 hours after the con is closed and everybody's gone home except his line. And he will sit there till the last person. But Mark is the same way. You could not find anybody better to represent anything you do than Mark Hamill, man.
From the text line, are you wearing cargo shorts right now?
No, I'm shorts, jean shorts.
Okay. And I thought about you the other night. Bruce Almighty was on TV. Can you do us some Morgan Freeman to send us out?
Well, let me think here.
Well, the next time I'm in Kansas City, I'm going to enjoy myself some barbecue, and maybe some of you can introduce me to that young Patrick Mahomes fellow, because apparently he's just something super special.
I love him.
Not if this ever-changing world in which we live in.
I was just cruising around Facebook for a minute and bumped into Darla J's page. And she has a meme that reads, if 2020 was a drink, okay, if 2020 was a drink, it would be colonoscopy prep. I'm sorry, that made me chuckle.
Did you see the one last night that said, if 2020 were a coffee mug, and it's the, you know, uplifting mug that just says, you've got this. And it's shattered. It's like the whole thing is broken, and then there's a cat behind it just looking at the lens like, go away, go away.
Colonoscopy prep. Okay, what do we got here? The Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, complained she was the most trolled person in the entire world last year. Meghan, in an interview, said she suffered almost unsurvivable abuse online. She also defended her controversial remarks in a TV interview when she said, quote, not many people have asked if I'm okay as the result of vulnerability and exhaustion as a new mother. Meghan explained that she was breastfeeding baby Archie in between official engagements on a tour of Africa a year ago, just months before Harry and Meghan announced they were quitting the royal family. I don't blame them. In a podcast for World Mental Health Day yesterday, where the couple were interviewed by three teenagers, Meghan, with Harry, discussed the now infamous interview with ITV's Tom Bradby. Meghan also spoke about the abuse online, warning young people not to spend too much of their lives on social media. Yes! She said, yes, it's a great way to connect, but it also ends up being a place where there's a lot of disconnection, you know. I can speak personally to it. I'm told that in 2019, I was the most trolled person in the entire world, male or female. Now, 8 months of that, I wasn't even visible. I was on maternity leave or with my baby. But what was able to be just manufactured and churned out, it's almost unsurvivable. It's that big.
This is interesting. Prince Harry, who himself has made headlines in tabloids since the day he was born, yeah. You can argue that the tabloids killed his mother. Says it is very easy to be sucked in and consumed by the negativity, but we all have the choice to be able to cut that out of our lives.
I did.
Is that true? We all have the choice to be able to cut that out of our lives.
Do you not? I did it. I got off Twitter, what, 8 months ago? One of the best decisions I've ever made. It was turning me into somebody I didn't like.
I think it has become such a part of our lives. Do you have the choice just to even not have a cell phone? Of course you do. You could turn all of that off. You could take the apps off your phone. I know people who have removed social media apps from their cell phone so that you physically have to go to a desktop to log in and scroll, which cuts down your social media time 90%.
The only time I'm ever on Facebook is between 2 and 6.
Yeah.
I do not have it on
my
phone.
You don't have it on your phone.
Nope.
I think that's one way to significantly cut it down. I don't know that I agree with we all have the choice to cut it out of our lives.
Why not?
Well, just because of our job, Scott. I think I have come to rely on that for show prep, for content.
I killed Twitter.
And see, that's the last place I go at the end of the day before I'm asleep.
I haven't been on Twitter in 8 or 9 months. I don't miss it at all.
Well, but that's because you would engage with people. I don't engage with people. You know, you have to remember Osama bin Laden's death broke on Twitter. And so if you can use it and stay out of the weeds of the hate, it's very useful.
I don't want to find out. I'm good without it. Here's how I'll find out that Osama bin Laden died. The same way I found out the first time. You texted me.
Hey, did you hear?
And I'm like, what? And then I turned on the news. I never even, when was that? 2012, 2013, 2012? You were the one that told me Osama bin Laden died.
Really?
Yep. I was just sitting at home minding my own business, probably watching a sporting event because I wasn't watching the news. And I get a text from you. It was probably 10 o'clock at night. Just passed on Twitter, Osama bin Laden dead. I went to CNN, and they had it. I didn't need Twitter. I had Dana.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Meghan Markle certainly doesn't need Twitter. But it would be hard. It would be hard because she, yes, she knew what she was getting into. I think people tried to warn her.
Why would you get into that?
Did you really understand what you were getting into marrying into that family? I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible until you are in that fishbowl to understand what that fishbowl is going to be like. Every little girl always said, you want to be a princess when you grow up. And I said after she married Harry, mm-mm. I think a lot of people are wishing for the wrong thing.
Mm-mm. The telephone number here is 576-7798 if you would like to join in. I have zero social media accounts, okay? I don't have a Twitter. I don't have a Facebook. I don't have an Instagram. This is a different one. I don't even have Snapchat.
I don't have any of those. I refuse to add any more. I will tell you that, Scott. People are like, you're not on Instagram very much. And I go, I'm not adding any more.
What do you have? You have Twitter and Facebook?
That's it. I'm not adding any more.
You have two Facebook accounts.
Mm-hmm.
How many Twitter accounts do you have?
Just one. Just Radio Dana.
Okay. Shameless plug. All right. 576-7798 if you guys would like to weigh in. Meghan Markle says she was the most trolled person in 2019.
Called the abuse almost unsurvivable.
Mm-hmm. I know several people who have zero social media presence. Zero. And mostly I do a little bit of politics on Facebook, but mostly it's just retweeting funny dog pictures and stuff like that. Facebook's kind of like my happy place. Although I will say this, lately with the election coming up, you guys have ruined Facebook. You have ruined it. I throw on a political thing every blue moon. But man, I go through my feed and it's nonstop politics. And I'm like, oh my God, how much would I give to see some kid riding his bicycle over a ramp and then ending up on his face in the pavement?
You'd rather see a childhood accident?
No, I'm being facetious.
This is why you can't be on social media anymore.
I would love to see a dog just lapping through the lawn. That's what I want to see.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about Biden. I don't want to hear about Trump. I just want funny little animal videos.
Okay.
Start clicking on all those videos.
By the way, speaking of animal videos, this was serious. Did you see that mountain lion?
We will talk about it when we come back.
Oh, my word.
6 minutes of pooping your pants. That's what that would be.
And one of his words were, I'm not dying today. I was like, damn, you're tough. 576-7798. Trying to find this video. It is amazing.
How old is the kid?
I don't know. But here, you look it up. I think I've got the video.
15, but I don't want to be wrong. Kyle Burgess is his name. And he was on a run in, was it Colorado? And he saw four little tiny animals scampering. And he's running. And he thought, you know, didn't know what they were. And as he got closer, it dawned on him that he was in big trouble because it turned out they were not bobcats, the little scurrying critters. They were baby mountain lions. And then he looked up, cute little baby mountain lions, and saw the mama.
Close encounter with a cougar on the trail. You see it right there. Kyle Burgess is now describing the close call, and Will Reeve is here with the details. Good morning, Will.
Hey, George, I'm going to take about 15 to 20 seconds to set up this 2-minute story. Altogether, that's not even half the time Kyle Burgess spent avoiding this cougar, and he filmed the whole thing.
Nope. For 6 heart-pumping minutes, hiker Kyle Burgess came face-to-face with a cougar in Slate Canyon, Utah, pulling out his phone and recording as the cougar gets uncomfortably close.
She got within 4 feet of me. I don't feel like dying today.
He says he went out for an early evening jog on a trail he's visited often. He pulled out his phone to take a video when he came across what he thought were wild kittens. That's when he noticed the cougar lurking behind, and he started backing away.
I came up on the cubs, and that's when I obviously pulled out my phone to take pictures of the wildlife. Once I realized it was a mountain lion and she started chasing after me.
No! Get away!
The big cat following, then lunging when Burgess briefly turned his back. After several tense minutes, Burgess throws a rock at the cougar, who dodges it and finally flees.
Yeah, get away from me.
Experts say if you encounter a wild animal like a mountain lion, make a lot of noise to scare the animal off. Try to make yourself look bigger. And the number one tip, don't turn away and walk backwards slowly.
He turned around and he always faced her. He backed up slowly. He tried to make himself look large. He made a loud sound, making himself know that, listen, cat, I'm here.
Even though the cougar looked terrifying on camera, our expert says she was not a real danger.
Yeah, until she rips your face off.
Go away. Go get your babies.
This cougar was defending her cubs. That was it. There was a threat to her cubs. She challenged him to back up. If she wanted to eat this guy, if she wanted to attack this guy, she would have.
Yeah, so that just happened. Wow.
That just, Slim, get out of there.
He is 25 years old. Did you hear him kind of toward the beginning going, he was making those growling noises to try to scare the mama. But that mama, I love the commentator. She wasn't really going to threaten him.
If she wanted to eat him, she would have.
I don't know that I could have gone 6 minutes without running because they tell you not to run and you know you're not supposed to run. Like the educated part of your brain is going to go, okay, I know I'm not supposed to run, but your fight or flight would kick in, would it not, Scott, at some point? And you would want to just remove yourself from the situation and that's when you die. She would chase after you and kill you.
Well, it said when she would like... was on the two occasions he turned his back.
Ugh. I love that he goes, go get your babies. Go back and get your babies.
Man alive. Amy in North Kansas City, what's going on?
Hey there.
Well, hello, Amy. Your husband probably didn't even see that story because he doesn't even have a real phone.
No, he doesn't. He has a flip phone.
How old is he?
26.
Wait.
Did you say 26 or 76?
26 and he has a flip phone?
Say 76?
I absolutely hate social media.
Okay. And I take it he's not in any kind of industry where he would rely on that for anything.
He owns his own business.
Wait.
Well.
Your husband owns his own business and he uses a flip phone?
Mm-hmm.
How does he keep up with his customers?
Well, it's a third generation business, and they call the same number that they've called since 1964.
Aww.
And they do well. They haven't advertised since 1976.
Oh,
hey, what's going on there, kid?
Baby.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, that's my daughter. I just pulled up. She sees her dad in the yard.
Aww.
Oh, wait. Is he there?
Yes, he will not talk.
He will not talk on the radio?
He has a flip phone. He's not going to talk on the radio.
No. He would be livid if he knew I actually had the radio on in the car with my child.
Okay, we won't tell him.
What's his name?
No, don't. We will not tell him.
I will not.
Does he text Amy? Because do you know how long it takes to text from a flip phone? My goodness.
No. Mm-mm.
So if you need him, do you call him?
Yes.
Oh, God. Who wants to talk on the phone? I don't ever want to talk when people call me. I go, don't call me. What do you want?
Story of my life.
Oh, honey.
So how are you playing this off right now? Because he's got to see you on the phone.
He's not looking because he's talking to a family member in the driveway.
Okay.
Drinking a beer.
Okay. What kind of beer is he drinking?
I can't tell. Whatever the family member has given him, probably.
Oh, he's not on the phone. He's just talking to a family member in the driveway.
Yes. Yeah. I am not home. I have stopped by on the way home.
I see.
Well, Amy, we love that there's a 26-year-old anywhere in the world with a flip phone. I think that that's fantastic.
He is hammered.
No, he is not. Stop it.
No. This is, well, it's 542, so this is probably beer number maybe two.
Good.
22? What, 22 or two?
Two.
Oh, okay.
It's a work day. Come on.
Amy, you go take care of that baby.
Blue collar. It's blue collar. We don't clock in, we clock out. We work till the work's done.
Okay.
Amen.
5 o'clock in the afternoon never stopped me back in the day. All right, be well. I'd like to keep you on long enough for you to get in trouble.
Leave her alone. Amy, you have a good night.
All right.
I'll call back.
Hey, put it back on 99.7 The Point so he doesn't know anything.
I love that he has a flip phone and you go, will he come on the radio? I'm guessing the answer to that is no. He's not on Facebook. He has a flip phone. But will you come talk to me on the radio?
I didn't sound like that.
I'm going to guess the answer is no. That's like asking someone in witness protection if they want to go on CNN. I'm going to go with no. They don't want to do that.
I mean, that kid is he's 26 going on 76.
I know. He's a wise old soul.
I had a teacher in high school who was in his early 30s who refused to use the electric projector. He still used the old wheel the cart in. What's that? What's that called?
Yeah, the overhead projector.
Yeah.
And that cart, by the way, is like the biggest topple hazard in the history of the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
All right. I have breaking news. Not only do I have Dee Wallace's phone number, but she will join us at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to have to break down our favorite Dee Wallace movies and moments.
Are we really going to put her through that?
Oh, I am a huge Dee Wallace fan. Okay. In fact, Cujo was just on like a month ago, and my kids were kind of mesmerized by it. They were like, what is this? It aged well. Some of those didn't age well. Poltergeist, I'm talking
she
to you.
She wasn't in Poltergeist.
I'm just saying, some of the movies in the 80s didn't age well. Poltergeist is one of them. When the tree comes into the bedroom, come on.
Well, I now have Dee Wallace's phone number.
But Cujo aged well. That thing still scares the crap
out of
me.
All right, let's do this real fast. What movie from the 80s aged the best, and what 80s movie aged the worst?
There's only one answer. It's Breakfast Club.
That's a good one.
Because generations later, kids are still watching it, and we're still laughing at it. Do you know Barry Manilow readied your wardrobe? And the worst, I'd have to put Poltergeist up there.
Really?
It's just terrible. It's terrible. When the tree comes into the bedroom and grabs that kid. You know, we just didn't have the special effects back then.
Dirty Dancing?
Oh, God, that movie.
Well,
that is 2 hours of my life I will never
get back.
But
when you talk about what didn't age well.
That movie sucks.
Sam, you are right. You would never be able to make that movie today.
Thank God. Thank God. That is the worst movie ever
made. I
remember
my daughter going, how old is she? And I go, she's 20 and he's 25.
Well, in the movie, she's
I lied.
Like 16.
Yeah, it's mainly the illegal acts, not the fact that it's a bad movie.
I lied.
You got the adult scoping your teenage daughter and nobody put the baby in a corner. I mean, I was really expecting some climatic, no pun intended, for that line. And you know who made me watch it? And I'm like, okay.
I know. You're not a fan. I know.
That movie sucked. So, dudes, if your girlfriend is ever trying to make you watch Dirty Dancing, it's a trap. Don't fall for it. It's a trap. Okay? You're welcome. It is the worst. Top Gun, by the way, aged very, very well.
Oh, it did not.
Yes, it did. 576-7798. Don't you forget about me. Don't you. Yeah, this is probably the movie that aged the best in the 80s. I'll give you that one now. That and Red Dawn. Rocky IV. Is this Barb?
Hi, Scott. How are you, honey?
How you doing, sweetheart?
Well, I never got to come to the cornhole thing because my ball joints broke in my car.
Your what did?
My ball joints broke.
I hate it when your ball joints
I'm
break.
I'm sorry to hear that, Barb.
Happens to me every once in a while, too.
I got a 98 Chevy Blazer with 204,000 miles on it.
Wow.
And it's original, and it's original part, and that sucker finally fell out.
Well, Barb, we did miss you. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, you didn't even know I was not there. Sam, you didn't look for me.
Did we mention that Barb did not show up? Yes or no?
Specifically, yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, you know what? Will you mail my mask to me sometime?
Yes, Barb, we have a mask for you. We will absolutely mail it to you.
I got a story for you because you're going to love this one.
Okay, lay it on
me. I got a lot of stories, but I know maybe sometime when I get to see you, I'll tell you some of my stories. But this one is about a mountain lion. I was in Vegas, and my daughter and I went up to Lake Mead, and we were driving up by the casino, and there was a small shopping center there and a tent. And I looked over, I told Cherry, I said, what the heck is that? And I had to take a double take because I thought I was losing it, you know. And it was a woman had a mountain lion under the tent.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so I stopped, of course, me, you know me. Yeah. And I stopped and I said, hi. And I introduced myself and where I was from. And she said, well, come on over and hold her. And I said, okay. She put that cat on my lap, 250 pounds.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell you, Scott. I almost peed my pants, but I didn't. But I tell you something, she was absolutely gorgeous. She had green eyes, and her paws was about the size of a coffee saucer, you know, on like a saucer from where a cup.
Barb, this sounds like you ran into Carol Baskin.
Well, you know what? Well, they what happened is they save animals in the mountains there that get shot or killed or injured, and then they nurse them back, and then they take them back out in the wild. But this one they kept because she couldn't go back in the wild. She was hurt too bad.
Okay.
But she didn't look hurt at all. She was healthy as anything. But I tell you, Dana, she was just gorgeous. But
did you pet it?
Oh, yeah. I held it on my lap, and they took pictures with it.
Oh.
And you weren't scared?
Oh, heck no. I'm not scared of anything, honey.
Okay.
Well, Barb, I just looked this up. Mountain lion attacks on people apparently increased dramatically since the 80s. And if they attack you, it usually doesn't work out too good.
Mm-mm.
Well, this was back in the middle 70s. So, I mean, I don't know if that made any difference or not, but I'm sure you're right because I had a cougar and two babies down here in my back pasture.
Big bird.
And they're gone now, but she was down there for a long time, but she finally left. But a couple years ago, I saw a little baby black bear. I think he got disoriented from his mother, but it went back in the woods and it found its mom. But I saw a coyote the other day ran across my yard.
Sounds like you got like your own little metropolitan zoo down there.
Well, I think so. But I saw my first snake the other day. I've been out there 8 years. And I saw my first snake, and I thought, "Oh, well, hello." And it was I was out feeding my deer, and I lifted up the trough, and it was underneath there. It was a black snake. It don't hurt nothing. It eats bugs and stuff, and it keeps all the varmints away. It didn't hurt nobody.
Did you say varmints or varmin?
Varmints.
Varmints.
Varmints. Okay.
Varmints. You know, like varmints. You know, like. Bugs and shut up, Scott.
Barb, you call it anytime you want, girl. I've missed your voice.
I love you.
We love you back.
We love you too.
Tiger.
No. No. No.
I saw Tiger. Tiger saw me.
Shh. Guitar solo. I told you I bought this CD single for Maya for Christmas.
Now, a lot of these hikers and folks who are attacked, they're hiking or they are biking. A lot of the fatal attacks have been bikers. Which you would think on a bike.
Carry a gun.
On a bike.
Yeah, put it in a holster. Take a gun. That's how you keep yourself from getting eaten by a large cat.
Where in your spandex bike shorts, you, pray tell, do you keep a gun?
With a holster.
Sure.
I saw Tiger, now I understand.
We gotta run. Dee Wallace from E.T. fame, originally from KCK, that's where she grew up, joins us tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Sam Stevie III's our producer. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Barks. Be safe, be well. And ladies and gentlemen, please, be good.
So you better take a picture. What a sad, sad song. Call it Armageddon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.